Welcome to the Daily Business Hustle podcast. My name is Alexander Vitkin. I'm the creator and founder of the Daily Business Hustle. On this podcast, I share with you my top unbiased business advice, sales advice, and I talk to the world's top experts in their fields related to business. So today we have a special guest. His name is Umesh, and he is a member of the Daily Business Hustle Mastermind. And in fact, he's one of the coaches. Welcome, Umesh.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And Umesh specializes in inbound sales. He's also, you know, done some cold calling, and he's closed, you know, a decent amount of money with cold calling. But today we're going to talk about sales just in general. So I guess you've coached quite a few people over the last half year in sales, Umesh. What about we discuss some of the issues that people are encountering when they're learning sales? Because, you know, you're quite good at sales and you're closing your very high close rate, but you've only started less than a year ago, right? So I think all the lessons that you've been learning, they're quite fresh in your mind. So you're a good person to talk about sales and how beginners learn sales. So what have you learned about beginners and like their misconceptions in sales? What are some misconceptions that people have?
With the misconceptions, a lot of people feel like it's sleazy persuasion tactics used to just get the money out of a client. And people think the sole purpose of a sales call is purely to get the money. But first of all, you should be going into a sales call with the idea that you need to find out why they want that particular service. So if you're selling, let's say I sell explainer videos and someone is saying, okay, I need an explainer video. You need to first of all understand why they want the explainer video. And that doesn't mean the superficial things like, yeah, it'll look nice on my website, but what specific problem are they dealing with, which they want to solve with an explainer video? So first of all, finding out the why, finding out why that particular company needs it, what problems they're facing, also discussing their goals, and then obviously that kind of counteracts the qualifications. You need to know whether they can afford it, whether they need it, and how it can help their business.
So when people are asking you questions about sales and the guy's only been doing sales for a couple of weeks, what are some of the most common questions that they ask you?
Well, actually, one of the most common questions is when at the end of the call, the person says they need to think about it and how do they deal with that I need to think about it objection. So the way to really deal with that, first of all, is to make sure you follow the process properly so that you are actually discussing on the call why they need it. And you got to treat a call, a sales call, as an opportunity for you to give value to the client. So they can clearly see that you're the expert in whatever it is that you do. And when they see that, when they see that they're getting tons of value, when they see that you're able to break down what they need the video for, you're able to break down their needs, then those kind of objections won't really occur. So that's probably the most common question I get.
Interesting. And what kind of issues do people face when clients don't buy on the first call? Because I think this is, you know, most people, they don't believe in the beginning that people will buy on the first call, right? But I think your close rate on the first call is extremely high. So what do you think is happening there?
Yeah, I mean, the trouble people do when they go on sales call is straight away they say, okay, let's talk about your project. Let's talk about the technicalities. But first of all of my sales calls, including cold calling or inbound calls, I'm only talking about the technicalities 10% of the time, if even that. I more like to focus on them. I'd more like to focus on their business and how this particular service will help their business. So first of all, you don't want to just get on a call with someone and say, okay, let's talk about your project. Let's talk about pricing. You need to kind of break the ice and you need to try and build a rapport so that you can get to know them and the background of their business and kind of learn more about them before you start going into the details and the technicalities.
I've noticed that a lot of beginners, they get on a call and they're like, okay, so I need to ask this question. And they just shoot off question after question. And then they're like, oh, the guy didn't buy. What did I do wrong? I asked all the questions. But they're asking the questions just to like tick off a box, like, oh, I've ticked off
Yes,
the
yes.
question box where I needed to
Yes.
ask how much money they're looking to make. You know, I've ticked off that question. Next question. All right. But they're not looking for the like why we're asking the damn question. Like what is the result we're looking to achieve by asking the question? Have you noticed that as well, Mish? That they're kind of just
Yes.
ticking off the boxes too quickly?
Yes, I did the exact same thing. You know, I had the script, I had the process to follow, the step-by-step process. And I always thought to myself, I'm saying all of these questions, I'm asking all of these questions, but why is it not working? But at the end of the day, let's say you're asking a question to find out their motivation. If they don't give you the answer that you want, if they don't give you a strong enough answer, then don't just check it off. Don't go on to the next question. Keep digging into that particular question you asked. So if you ask the motivation and they said, oh, you know, it would be nice for my website, you need to keep digging deeper. Like, why will it be nice? What kind of results will it bring to your website? So you need to dig deeper into it instead of seeing it like a checkbox, which I used to do before.
Interesting. And how did you learn not to do that? Was that through, you know, instructors who helped you, or did you just realize it by yourself?
It's both. It's through obviously the trial and error part, but also, you know, having the script and the process follow is good, but at the same time, like really listen to what they're saying. When you listen to the answers they give you, and when you have in your mind a particular answer you're kind of hoping they give you, for example, if you ask about motivation or if you ask about a certain question, in your mind you already got an answer of what would be an acceptable answer for you to be able to move on to the next process. So if you listen to what they say, you can kind of ask questions within their answer, if that makes sense.
And when it comes time, because I also think that based on my experience from questions that I got last week, for example, a lot of the people there, they just gave up during the close, as strange as it sounds. The guy's like, oh, I need to think about it. Like, oh, okay, thanks, bye, and just hang up, you know, because what I
Yeah.
found is you don't need to do everything perfectly on the call. You can fuck up
Yeah.
almost everything, and then at the end, you can still get the sale if you know how to handle objections. So, what are some lessons you've learned or you've taught other people about that, Umesh?
I mean, you shouldn't, like, the mistake I made before was as soon as I heard an objection, I thought automatically that's the end of the call. I thought, oh no, that's it. I've lost the sale. I won't get any money. I won't be able to work with him.
Oh
But
no,
the thing
he
is,
has one objection. I better run away to
yeah.
my mommy and daddy now. Like that.
Yeah, like but the thing is, first of all, you gotta be a bit empathetic and realize it is a huge commitment for them to invest X amount of money into this because this is kind of a big deal for them. This could be a huge deal if it's like a $5,000 project. So you kind of need to avoid it, but you need to go straight into it. So it's almost like the elephant in the room. You need to address it. You need to say, okay, I understand how you feel, but why do you feel this way? You wouldn't ask that particular question, but you need to address it hands on, and you need to kind of expect it as well. So one of the things I do is, if they give me an objection at the end of the call, then I'll kind of remind them earlier stages of the call, so, reminding them of the motivation aspect, reminding of them why this will be a good investment for them. And stuff like data, stuff like numbers really help to deal with objections. For example, you could say, okay, $2,000 is a lot of money to invest, but you know, how long are you planning on having this video on your website for? 2 years? Okay, if I do the calculations, $2,000 divided by 24 months is this amount of money. And then when you kind of pull it into a different perspective, it kind of makes them realize it's a logical investment considering the massive return investment it can bring their business.
Okay, and what are some limiting beliefs that beginners have in terms of pricing? Because I think, well, you know, they maybe don't believe that people are gonna buy and pay 100% up front. That's one, I guess. But what are maybe some other limiting beliefs that people have about pricing? Because you're just mentioning, oh, you know, like $2,000 or whatever for a video. People are like, what? That's how much I make in a month. And for you, it's, you know, it's the sale from last week, right? So what are some limiting beliefs that people have around pricing?
Well, first of all, for example, if you're selling particular projects, like, I don't know, a website, there's like a million other people out there that are selling it for around $200 from India or Asia, something like that. But the way I see pricing is the return on investment it brings your company. So if I'm selling an explainer video for $3,000, so for example, a few weeks ago, I sold a, I think it was a 2-minute animation video for $4,500. And when you look at the return on investment that brings that company, especially over a period of time, it's kind of a no-brainer, because $4,500 for, first of all, for a large business who's making like 10 million a year in turnover, that's really nothing to them. Especially when this video would bring them a lot of returns. So the limiting belief people have is, because $2,000 may be expensive for them, doesn't mean it's that expensive for the client, because these are businesses that are, you know, turning over profit of 10 million, 20 million, maybe even more. So it's like you gotta pull it into perspective as to what it brings our business.
All right. And what are some funny, do you have some funny reactions that you've gotten maybe from business owners when you were saying, well, I'll charge you $1,000? And maybe they laughed at you because it happened to me several times. They just laugh in my face, like, that's how much you're charging to work on this for an entire month? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Like, have you ever had reactions like that or something similar?
With certain businesses, you do get that reaction. If I'm dealing with large businesses, and you know, if I say something like $3,000, they're like, okay, that's fine. You know, they don't have any objections. But for people who are a bit more tight on their budget, they will sometimes say that. And the way I put it in perspective is saying, okay, if you look at professional animation companies in the US, their starting prices are $3,000. So I like to really put it into perspective of things. And then when I break down the numbers to them, and they really start to realize that it's really not a big deal, and it's really not like a bad investment. And then the second thing is, try and use a comparison of yourself and someone else who could do it for $400, which is perhaps way cheaper, but why would they risk paying $400 with someone who can't communicate properly, doesn't really care about their business, and doesn't really understand the concept that the product is? So it's kind of all these add-ons and benefits that you have with your $2,000 fee, which they're buying into.
All right. So, let's see. What are, do you have any other weird misconceptions that beginners have, or maybe even intermediates that I haven't thought of? Because I think I've we touched upon like three or four now, but do you have any other ones?
Other misconceptions that new people have in sales.
Yeah, new people or maybe intermediates as well already, you know?
I think people think it's like sales is like a secret technique. I mean, the way I view it is, it's literally just a conversation between two people. That's all it is. It's literally me talking to another person, maybe several people, about what they want, about their problems. It's almost like therapy. You know, you're just listening to their problems, like, oh yeah, we're getting so much traffic onto our website, but you know, we're struggling to
It's
convert,
like
blah blah blah. But it's just,
Umesh, 20-year-old college dropout turned businessman half a year ago or whatever, 7, 8 months ago, and
fact,
now he's a therapist for a CEO. Sorry?
I was on a sales call for that 4.5K project, and I was in there in my pajamas, and they were on webcam with about three or four CEOs, all with suits on in a boardroom, a proper professional format. And I was just there framing them, and I was going really, really deep into the motivation. And they were
Did they
really,
see
like,
that
you
you're
could
in
tell from their faces they were sweating.
as they were sweating?
It
But
was. And I'm just there in my pajamas.
could they see that you're in your pajamas?
No, I didn't have my webcam on, obviously.
Ah, damn. Oh well, it's fine. But it's did you record that? That's good. Like, that's good for posterity.
I wish I did. I
Ah.
wish I did. But yeah, So yeah, I was on a sales call with them, and I was going deep into their motivation, and I could hear their voice breaking because this is a healthcare company, so they wanted a animation video for a cancer patient. So obviously that's quite a touchy subject. So going deep into the motivation, going deep into their goals,
What did you
like they were
tell them,
legitimately
Umesh?
very
Maybe
swayed.
you said something like their mother, like the guy's mother probably died or something. You're like, what does it feel like? Or what happened? What did you do, Umesh? Tell us the truth.
I was very nice. I just spoke to them. We discussed their goals. We discussed why they wanted the video, and yeah, they really invested in me, and they really liked the way I spoke to them. And yeah, that's all it is. It's just you communicating with another person. It's almost like when you have a friend who has maybe a few problems going on in their life, and you're talking to them, and you're finding out first of all what's the problem they're having, why they're feeling so down, and then you're offering a solution. Obviously, it's not the same, but it's kind of like a different aspect, a different scale. And that's all it is. It's not like a sleazy tactic. It's not a secret technique. It's just you talking to someone else.
Interesting. Did you stop being an asshole to your friends, Umesh? Are you nice to them now? You're not like, ha, look at you in your little job, your little tuxedo, like not tuxedo, suit, and your little pants and your little shirt. You're wearing all this because you have a boss. Aren't you?
I'm
Aren't
trying. I'm
you?
trying.
Have you done that? Have you stopped doing that,
Yeah,
Umesh?
I'm trying. I'm trying to improve
I'm not trying at all. I'm just doing that shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, how's the
I
job?
learned to just keep it in my head, just like don't say anything.
Ah, but you don't have to. I think you can just tell them, you know. I don't see anything wrong with telling them. But I like just telling people like how much money I've made. You know,
Right.
like.
Now I just keep quiet about it. I just think, okay, you got exams, okay, that's just study hard, okay, so you can get a nice job.
Listen, Umesh, you just what you do is, but this helps them, trust me. Okay, don't tell anyone, it's my secret method. So you just send them a text message every time you close a sale, and a text message is like, oh, I just made 6.5K today, made 8K today. They're like, how much? That's how much I made last year. You know, they freak out.
Yeah, I'll do a little monthly update with my friends.
Yeah, just comparison. And then, of course, send them to Daily Business Hustle, all of them, just like.
Like a herd of zombies.
No, like intelligent business students who are going to be very good members in DBH, and we're going to get them to quit college just like you did. All right, so anything else about sales? I think you can kind of run it off here, unless you have any last words.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, as long as you have a process to follow in sales, and you follow that process, but also at the same time, don't rely on that process. So if you've got a script, a sales script that you wrote down, don't rely on it too much. Try and kind of be in that moment when you're having a conversation, when you're on that sales call. Like, actually listen to what they're saying. I know that sounds a bit weird, but just listen to what they're saying. And with the answers they give you can come up with so many more questions about going deeper into it. So for example, if they're saying, okay, say if you asked, why do you want this video? And they say, okay, we want this video because we want to explain our product to, our cancer patients or something like that. We could say, okay, well, how would this video benefit cancer patients? So you're kind of asking questions within the answer. And that's not on the sales script. The sales script is just a guideline to follow. So that's all it really is. It's just a guideline. It's not a definitive thing you must follow, otherwise you're not going to get the sale. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I would say a beginner should just follow bullet points or a whole sales script, and
Yeah,
find out
it's good to
eventually
have it
what
there,
all
but I
the
think you don't want to
parts.
rely too much on it. But it's very good to have it there as a guideline.
Yeah, like your first five sales calls, you're not gonna like figure out how to do sales all by yourself. So you need
Yeah,
something.
yeah.
You need like a simple process, maybe like some bullet points written down. That's how I started myself as well. All right, so. Awesome. Thank you, Umesh. Thanks. Maybe see you next week.
All right, this was our show for today. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast if you like it. I'll see you next time. If you'd like to find out more about me, visit vitkin.net. That's V-I-T-K-I-N.net. Thank you for listening to this show, and see you next time.